Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in La Mesa. We're here today to talk about the La Mesa City Council race, and you're going to be hearing from some candidates. And we're going to start off with Councilman Bill Baber, who's running for re-election. Bill is an attorney who was elected to the City Council in 2014, and before that, he served on the La Mesa Spring Valley School Board, including as president. He served on a school-city joint steering committee to help build a Boys and Girls Club for La Mesa. He has served as chair of the La Mesa Environmental Sustainability Commission, and he wrote La Mesa's Term Limits Ordinance. He has also represented the San Diego Taxpayers Association on some local school bond oversight committees. He's helped draft city charters and ethics ordinances for several cities in our region. He coordinated the City of San Diego's Rules Committee in the past, and he has served as an analyst for the Federal Election Commission in Washington, D.C., so a lot of governmental experiences there. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you for having me here.
So I always like to start by asking incumbents, what do you consider your most important accomplishments on the council?
I would say that the council functions now. We work as a team. We divide up the labor according to our expertise, and we like working together, and we're committed to helping the citizens. So it is a well-run council, and it's very citizen-driven, very citizen-oriented, and we have five public servants, and it's a lot easier to do the work when you have people who are willing to get out there and do the hard work. And we've got a great council right now.
Okay, that's great to hear. If you're reelected, what will your priorities be?
Well, number one is public safety. We have a very good police force, but recruiting, training, and retaining police officers is a challenge. It's a very difficult job right now for anyone to be a police officer. And so finding the best qualified candidates, paying them and training them and equipping them is a challenge. Our public safety is our number one priority. Nobody else cares what's going on in the city if they don't feel safe. We have a world-class fire department. They do a great job. They're part of the Heartland Fire Agency with Lemon Grove and El Cajon, and they're doing a great job also. And even our ambulance service, we have to make sure is efficient too. So public safety is the number one priority.
Okay, thank you very much. What do you consider to be the most pressing issues facing La Mesa for the future?
We have this great sort of dissonance or tension between growing and keeping our small town charm.
Yes.
Everyone loves La Mesa. They love the village. They like the neighborhoods. They love the history of it. But there's economic pressures to grow, to build new housing units, to expand roads. So we have to sort of grow while maintaining our small town charm. It can be done.
How do you balance the demand for more housing, especially affordable housing, as well as mandates actually coming down from the state, versus keeping that small town character and, you know, making sure there aren't parking problems in neighborhoods nearby?
Well, we protect the residential areas as much as possible, and we cite the new development, the higher density development on transportation corridors. So in most cases, the two communities aren't so close that there's tension. In the few places where we do have some of that tension, we have to manage the parking problem. Parking is an issue, and we have to make sure that a new development that doesn't have a lot of parking spaces doesn't spill over to the residential.
What are your thoughts on height limits? There was, I know in the past, some talk about building huge high-rises next to downtown.
Generally in La Mesa, we're at a four-story limit. We've been able to manage that. It would have to be a very unique circumstance to go much bigger than four. We're the jewels of the hills. We want to be able to see the hills. We don't want our view of the hills blocked.
Good point. Homelessness is a rising issue across East County, including in La Mesa, which currently does not have any shelters for the homeless. What more do you believe needs to be done to address that issue?
Homelessness is probably the most challenging issue I faced or any of us faced in the city council. It's multifaceted, and I wish there was a quick solution, but there isn't. So I'll take it into some component parts. We have a group of homelessness that, for lack of a better term, they're La Masons. They live here. They circulate in La Mesa. They don't leave. Those our police work with. They get to know. They get known by names. We try to connect them with services. We try and connect them with their families. And we do our best to manage those. The second type of, the second group of homeless are sort of, for lack of a better term, nomadic. They're just moving through and they're in La Mesa briefly and they're moving on to other places. When you look at the problems that cause homelessness, you have some are economic, that if there was an opportunity to give them a place to live and an opportunity, they could work their way out of it.
Right.
You have drug and alcohol issues, which take a much more complicated recovery system. And then you have much more severe mental health circumstances. On the mental health side, the city of La Mesa is small. We don't have a mental health department. That's the county's job. They have the federal and state money on mental health. We really need the county to step in and manage the mental health related homelessness and probably some of the drug and alcohol one. Our police force does a good job, but when I talk to our line officer, they have to spend 20 to 25% of their time functioning as social workers dealing with homelessness, which is good. I'm glad and they care, but they need to do other things. We shouldn't have a police force of social workers. We should have a police force of police officers and have the county help us and the state and the federal government. We're doing our best, but we're a small city and homelessness is a regional problem.
What about the La Mesa Library? Some years ago, when a lot of the new buildings were built, there was a library built that was intended to be temporary, better than the old library, but still fairly small. And there was going to be a larger, newer, more state-of-the-art library built, but it hasn't happened. What are your views on that?
Well, I wasn't here during that period, but some of my friends of the library have told me the story. I can't make an excuse for anything that happened in the past.
Right.
I will neither condone or accept or excuse it. However, what can we do moving forward? We're trying to redevelop the Civic Center where we have our city building, where the library is, where the police station is. And in a perfect world, what I see is that we build a new public building that has programmable space for the library that the library can use. Do we need a new library for bookshelves? No, most people will tell you need a new library for community space, for classes, for reading sessions with the children. So we need space.
We would have bookshelves though, correct? But in addition to all of these other new things.
Right. We need more community space. To be a healthy community, you need communal space.
True.
And so I foresee that we can develop a new building that would give the library much more programmable space and for other community groups too. The community center is not big enough. We need more community space. So that's what I see. A library is much more than books. A library is a communal gathering place and we want to facilitate that.
Yeah. Now all of those things take money. I understand that you are backing a ballot initiative coming up that would create an excise tax or business tax for marijuana businesses. Tell us a little bit about that and your views in general on marijuana.
Prop V, which is on the ballot, V for victory, will allow the city of La Mesa to put an excise tax, a business tax, excuse me, on cannabis businesses that operate in the city of La Mesa. Our finance staff projects that will generate 1.5 to 2 million per year. And it is the opportunity for these cannabis businesses to pay their fair share. When Prop U, which was the medicinal initiative in 2016, there was no tax mechanism put in. So we've added the tax mechanism and we need the money because A, it takes resources to process cannabis businesses. Two, it'll help fund police and fire who have to manage some collateral issues related to these places. So.
Yeah. So using some of that money for enforcement against the illegal dispensaries.
Yes. And that's the third thing is we need to get rid of the illegal ones. And so the money we generate from the legal ones will help us do that.
Now, currently medical marijuana dispensaries are legal in La Mesa.
Correct.
But the city has not authorized sales of recreational cannabis. Tell us your views on that.
We're working through an ordinance. We had a first draft of the ordinance a month or two ago, and we hope to have that done maybe first quarter of 2019 to have a regulatory framework to allow adult use and to have that adult use will be covered by the tax.
And listeners, we're going to have an article up on that on our site at eastcountymagazine.org. You can click in our La Mesa section and you can learn a lot more about the cannabis ordinance and the cannabis tax measure that's going to be on the ballot. And just to clarify, that is a business tax. It's not a tax, a sales tax that would affect the consumer.
Correct.
What about the future of the downtown district? You know, there's been a lot of improvements down there.
What we call the Village?
Right.
Yeah, it's been great. Have you been to it? Do you like it?
I have. The streetscapes, the Restaurant Row is very exciting. On the downside, there's been some people who complained about the farmer's market on a Friday. Some of the businesses didn't like that. And, you know, there's always the ongoing controversy about who should pay for Oktoberfest. Should it be the merchants? Should it be the city? That's gone back and forth like a ping pong ball in recent years. Tell us your vision for
Nothing
downtown.
Nothing says La Mesa like a discussion about Oktoberfest. It is the epitome of a small town charm. Who should put on the beer festival? You know what that is? Does anything get more small town than that? The Village Merchants Association, the city delegates it to them,
right.
And we're hoping that they're going to do a good job. Oktoberfest seems to be doing well. The farmers market does well, but that's a private group that manages it. We, the city, we provide police services, we close the roads, we do some infrastructure, but it's a private entity that manages it. And both of those are important. The farmer's market getting good reviews. The Oktoberfest is an iconic part of La Mesa. For those of you who've been there, it's a challenge for everybody involved to put on this big party for all of our guests, but please come.
Yeah, I kind of laugh sometimes with La Mesa when the biggest issue is, you know, who's going to pay for Oktoberfest? Right. It's like Mayberry.
But every year I get to see you at Oktoberfest.
Well, that's true. I'm planning to be there again this year. Bill, who are your major endorsers so far, recognizing it's early in the campaign?
There's three I'm most proud to have. Number one is our mayor, Mark Rapostathis. He is probably the best small town mayor in California. He loves the city. He spent his whole life there. He's beloved. Here's what's interesting about Mark. He's no party preference.
Yeah, he's a registered independent.
He's
now
a registered independent.
Left Republicans.
And in this election, neither the Republican Party nor the Democratic Party could field a challenger. Where else in California could somebody run for mayor and neither the Republicans or the Democrats can challenge him? That shows you Mark's popularity and
speaks highly for him. Yeah.
He's nonpartisan. He loves La Mesa. He and his family lived here. So I'm most proud about that.
Yeah, he's running unopposed.
He's running unopposed, and neither party could challenge him. Why? Mm-hmm. Because if you know La Mesa, you know Mark's the man. So I'm so happy to work with him. He runs a great meeting. Good mayor.
Very good.
And I'm also endorsed by La Mesa Police Officers Association, La Mesa Firefighters. Why? Because as I said earlier, public safety is my number one.
Very good.
If you don't keep people safe, nothing else matters.
As we mentioned, you've chaired the city's Environmental Commission in the past, and recently during your tenure on the council, they finally passed a La Mesa Climate Action Plan. We should mention you're a registered Republican, and there's a lot of folks in the Republican Party who haven't been on board with addressing climate change. Can you share your views on that with us?
Well, that was quite a challenge getting that Climate Action Plan through because the state of California mandates it, but they don't give you any money to do it. And
right.
So it a lot of research, and we had a, you know, it was definitely a communal effort. Our staff did yeoman's work.
I mean, do you think it was a good thing?
Yes. Yes, I do. Our staff had to, working with Christine Alicia and I, Councilmember Alicia, we had to figure out how to get our GHG numbers down.
Greenhouse gas, excuse me.
I'm sorry. You get into this and you get
arcane
greenhouse gas emissions down. So the bulk of it has to come from where we draw our energy from. And we made the commitment to move towards 100% clean energy.
Very nice.
That could come from a community choice aggregation system that we're looking at.
Which, again, for people who don't know, that's basically the city getting into the power purchasing business and essentially saying you would provide La Mesa residents with an alternative to SDG&E, something where all the power came somewhere.
Basically that, although it would still come through the SDG&E grid.
They're power lines, but the power could be produced by, say, by solar.
That's one viable option. Another viable option is that since the state mandates the climate action plan, the state will probably, if you look at the trend, basically mandate 100% renewable energy. Anyway, so we'll have no other choice. That's all you're going to be able to buy at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say, SDG&E is moving toward that. Right. Whether they wish to or not, I don't know, but they're definitely having to do it because of
legislation that when we're taping, this is on the governor's desk.
And then the third alternative is that the power companies just, based on market forces or good citizenship, just do it anyway. So we think we're in harmony with that. So reducing your greenhouse gas emissions, the big chunk of it comes from where you buy your energy.
What do you think would happen with a community choice aggregate in terms of rates that ratepayers would pay? We always, you know, everybody always gripes about high utility bills in our region. Do you think that they would go up, down, or stay the same?
You know, that's an interesting market choice. Would people pay more for 100% clean energy? Or would the markets just say, we're going to buy whatever is the least expensive? I don't know. We're studying that.
Yeah, or is there a way that you could bring it down? I've heard that some places it went down, some places it went up. And
I'm not an expert on that, but yeah. I can tell you that the city of La Mesa is not big enough to move the market by itself. But if we were in a consortium, say, with other cities in the county, including the city of San Diego, or if the state put a bigger consortium together, we might be able to aggregate the buying power. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Mm-hmm. The goal is good, that we can move to 100% clean energy. How we're going to get there are details we're going to have to work out.
Does your climate plan have other aspects, such as addressing greenhouse gas emissions from transportation, cars?
Yes, and it's interesting how they account for greenhouse gas emissions. So if somebody's driving on 8 from El Cajon to San Diego, we don't account for that. We can only account for if you start your trip in La Mesa or you end your trip in La Mesa. So we're trying to do things that get people to drive less. One way is as we build new housing, if it's on a transportation corridor, that people can take the trolley. The theory is if you live in an apartment or a condo and it's right there on the trolley, you're not going to drive. So we get credit if we do transportation oriented housing, right?
That makes sense.
You know, I think the people who can work at home and as technology, you don't have to drive as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, as many opportunities as we can to get people walking, biking.
Speaking of walking and biking, I understand the new thing is these scooters that are popping up everywhere. But
you were
telling me before we went on the air about the latest problem in La Mesa is the scooter invasion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the bird scooters have landed. They've just nested all over. And my neighborhood is where I live. It's just south of the village. And a bunch of these scooters were just dropped off in my neighbor's yards and in my neighbor's driveways, and
they
were
a little
upset.
So for people that don't know about this, this is kind of one of these apps where you can call and say, I need a scooter, and you pick it up, but then they kind of dump it anywhere. And
well, it's part of the gig economy, which means it's in a unregulated zone that's very app-based. So
is this about to be regulated in La Mesa?
Well, after 3 days of hearing my neighbors complain about Bird just dropping the scooters everywhere, I did a memo to the council with my fellow council member, Guy McWhorter, to say, hey, we got to figure out how to regulate these.
Yeah. So not ban them, but just figure out what appropriate places where they could be picked up and dropped off.
And we're not the only city. I just saw the LA Times, you know, that Los Angeles has to deal with it. Virtually every city has to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We want people to have opportunities to move around without vehicles. That's the goal. But you have to be a good neighbor. The incident that probably was best illustrates the conflict we have is that the folks put down the initial scooters, but they put them in a handicap ramp.
Oh, great.
And my neighbor said, hey, dude, don't put that there. Look, it's a handicap ramp. And the guy's looking at his app, says, well, I'm supposed to put it there.
Oh.
Like, can you see that's a handicap ramp? So that's just not being a good citizen.
No, it's not.
Or it's just being a knucklehead.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a matter of some appropriate regulations.
Yes, but it's a challenge when you're a small city because they just popped up, like 120 of them just popped up in one day and they just drove around and dropped them off. And it's,
never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment in a small town. You know, small town politics is challenging, because, you're viscerally connected to the community. If there's a problem, they know where you live and they just knock on your door and say, what's up with those scooters, Bill?
What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy, Bill? And where can they find more about you?
You can go to my website, baberforlamesa.com. I would just like you to know that I am working every day for you. My wife and I raised our 4 children here. We love La Mesa. And there's a lot of work. People think politics is this glamorous thing. Are you kidding me? It is mind-numbing work most of the time.
Yes, it is.
And we do it because we love it. And, you know, when I see a pothole that someone complains to me about and I get it fixed, that makes my day. So there's a lot of work it does in La Mesa, and I'm trying to get it all done as best I can. But believe me, it isn't glamorous.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Councilman Bill Baber on the La Mesa City Council about his reelection campaign in November. Bill, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.